At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at this same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help.
Well, Mount Tom got the ball to start to the second half, but unfortunately they coughed it up. The Martin tried to throw a pass out in the lane. It was picked off by the Lady Eagles. They come back the other way, try to hit a three, no good, and Mount Tom comes up with rebound. Here's Giller back the other way. It's going to pull up for the jumper, no good, and a foul's going to be called on Tech, I believe, on the they're going to call that on the shot. Yes, they are. Emma Bates picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Eagles. So Kate Gilbert's first free throw is up and in. She is so far 3 of 3 from the free throw line. She has one more shot to shoot, and she gets both. She now has 7 points, 26-7, Mountain Home leading it as we are about 30 seconds into the second half. By the way, Mountain Home moving left to right in this second half. Ball goes over the left side to Foster for the Lady Eagles. Foster will dribble up to the top. Now dribbles to the right side, gets it there to Barnes. Barnes dribbles up near the top, now goes down into the lanes, going in for the layup. Off the glass, no good. And Jackson gets the rebound. She'll be fouled. And nope, they're going to call for the travel. That is Mount Holmes' eighth turnover of the night. Comes with 7-11 left in the third quarter. So Brooke Justice will inbound it on the baseline for the Lady Eagles underneath the basket. Gets it in to Stokes, who puts up the jumper. Her shot was blocked. And Mount Tom comes up with the basketball, but now the Lady Bombers turn right back over. Here is Bates with it, back the other way. She dribbles between the circles. Ball goes over on the left side to Justice. Justice dribbles up towards the top, gives it to Stokes on the right side. Stokes dribbles up to the top, throws over to Foster, who pulls up for the three on the left wing, and it banks it in. Hannah Foster with her first 3 points of the night. 26-10, Mount Tom leading it. 6:41 left in the third quarter. Here's Gilbert with it on the right side. Throws it up top to Yates. Yates will give it down to Foreman in the lane. Foreman's going to dribble down, gives it back to Yates. Now Yates will dribble up back near the top. Goes back to Foreman, who puts up the hook shot off the glass. It rolls around and goes in. Anna Grace Foreman with 4 points. 28-10, the Lady Bombers leading it. 6:17 left in the third quarter. Bates throws over on the right side to Stokes. Up top to Foster. Foster's going to try another three. This one will go as well. Hannah Foster with 6 quick points. 28-13, Lady Bombers on top. A little over 6 minutes left in this third quarter. And Martin into the front court for the Lady Eagles, for the Lady Bombers, excuse me. Lady Eagles in a man-to-man. Martin dribbles to the left wing, gives it there to Yates. Yates will dribble up toward the free throw line. Now goes down to the low block, going to pull up for the jumper off the glass and in.
Addison Yates
now double figures with 11 points. 30-13, Mount Tom leading it. 5:40 left in the third quarter. Barnes dribbles up at the top. Drills toward the left side, gives it there to Foster. Foster will drill toward the elbow, kicks out back out to Barnes. Barnes dribbles to the top, now goes down into the lane. Now finds Stokes on the right side. Her three-pointer is up, no good. And the rebound is chased down by Aston Yates and back on the Lady Bombers. Gilbert throws it into the front court, tries to throw it into the front court to Martin. Ball is knocked away by Justice. It goes out of bounds on the near sideline. And Mount Tom will keep possession with 5:15 left in the third quarter. Emily Payne and Haven Klinger checking back in for Mount Tom, replacing Aston Yates and Leah Jackson. A 17-point Mount Tom advantage right now. Here is Gilbert taking the inbound pass and bringing it into the front court. Gilbert dribbles on the right wing. Throws up top to Martin. Martin gives it to Foreman, who's in the lane. Foreman's going to go down towards the low block, and now she's going to be tied up. And it's going to be, I believe it's supposed to be Mount Holmes, be Tech's basketball on the possession arrow. Because Mount Holmes got the ball to start the third quarter. That possession arrow should have changed. Okay, so yes, that is going to be the case. It is going to be Mount Holmes basketball on the possession arrow. Tech's basketball on the possession arrow. That is Mount Holmes' 10th turnover of the night. About 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Bates into the front court, throws over on the right side to Foster. Tries to throw it down to Barnes. Ball was knocked away. Bates comes up with it. She goes down towards the lane for the layup. Shot was blocked partially, but also drew contact. She'll head to the free throw line with 4:47 left in the third quarter. Emma Martin picks up her first personal foul. That is the first team foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. Emma Bates at the free throw line, where so far she is 2 of 2 with 5 points. Her first shot here will not go. Right now there's 4:47 left in this third quarter, as it is right now a 30-13 lead for the Lady Bombers. But again, Bates does have one more free throw to shoot. Her second shot is up and no good. She misses both, and the rebound is controlled by Gilbert. She's quickly back the other way for Mountain Home. Tries to give it to Foreman. Ball's knocked away. Ball's still loose, and now Foreman's able to get it. And now she's called for the travel. Mountain Home struggling a little bit more to handle the ball in this third quarter. They've already committed 5 turnovers, and we're not even halfway through this period yet. Ball is with Foster on the left wing. She drills up to the top. Now gives over on the left side to Barnes. Barnes will drill between circles. Pulls up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound will be chased down by Emma Martin, and back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert into the front court for the Lady Bombers. She'll dribble to the left wing. Now finds Klinger down in the corner. I'm sorry, that's Payne with it. Payne dribbles out to the wing. Now throws up top to Klinger. Klinger trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it back to Gilbert on the left side. Less than 4 minutes left of the third quarter. Ball goes up top to Klinger. Klinger will give it to Martin on the right. Down to Foreman on the low block. She puts up the shot off the glass. No good. Rebound is knocked around. Ball still loose. Ball will go out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Eagles, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball with 3:44 left in the third quarter. Haven Klinger is going to come out of the game as she'll be replaced by Asin Yates. 30-13, Lady Bombers on top. Kay Gilbert will inbound it on the baseline. Gets into Emma Martin on the right wing, who immediately puts up the three-pointer. No good, misses everything. Ball goes out of bounds. It will be Green County Tech's basketball. So that took 3 seconds off the clock, that sequence there. Bates into the front court for the Lady Eagles. Ball goes on the right side to Barnes. Now up top to Stokes. Stokes is going to drill down to the left elbow, go down towards the lane, going in for the layup, off the glass and in. Kylie Stokes with 4 points, 30-15, the Lady Bombers leading it, 3:16 left in the third quarter. Martin into the front court, dribbles between the circles, now goes over to the right side. Martin will give it up top to Yates. Yates saw about three, now she dribbles to the free throw line, pulls up for the jumper, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Justice, and back comes Green County Tech. Less than 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Ball goes in the front court to Stokes. Stokes heads on the right side. Now she drills to the corner. Loses the handle of the ball. Gets it back. I don't know how that's not a double dribble. But foul's going to be called now against Mountain Home. So Anna Grace Foreman picks up her third personal foul. That is the second team foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. 2:47 left in the third quarter. Justice will inbound the ball on the baseline. Gets on the right side to Barnes. Barnes dribbles towards the elbow. Now goes down into the lane. Kicks out to Stokes. Stokes will drill to the elbow. Now throws it to Foster. Foster's going to drill to the left side of the paint. He's going to put up the jumper. It rolls around and goes in. Anna Foster with 8 points all here in the third quarter. 2:25 left in the third quarter. Mount Home leading 30-17. Here is Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles on the left wing, now goes down into the lane. Kicks out to Foreman just outside the paint. Foreman's going to go down. Now she'll be called for the offensive foul. That is Anna Grace Foreman's fourth personal foul. 13th foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. And their 12th turnover of the night. So Anna Grace Foreman will take a seat with 4 fouls. She'll be replaced by Lee Jackson with 2:13 left in the third quarter. A 13-point Lady Bomber advantage. So we're about ready to resume play as Emma Bates takes the inbound pass from Kylie Stokes and walking into the front court. Bates drills toward the right side, gives it there to Stokes. Up top to Justice. Back over on the right side to Bates. Back to Justice up top. Justice drills to the right wing, gives it there to Bates. Bates going to pull up for the three-pointer and gets it. Emma Bates with 8 points. And Mount Zion is going to take the timeout. Del Leonard has seen enough as the Lady Eagles have cut the margin back to 10. 1:46 left to play in the third quarter. Mount Zion leading Greene County Tech 30-20. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Mount Zion taking the timeout with 1:46 left in the third quarter. Their lead's been cut to 10, 30-20. Our score, here's Martin walking the ball into the front court. Gets it across timeline, dribbles to the left wing. Now takes a screen from Jackson, dribbles to the elbow, throws up top to Yates. Yates dribbles to the right side, gives it there to Gilbert. Gilbert's going down, drill down into the lane, pull up for the jumper, good. Kate Gilbert with 9 points, 32-20. Mount Zion will in their long scoring drought with that basket. Bates into the front court, throws over on the right side to Stokes. Down to Barnes in the corner. Barnes going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Payne, and back come the Lady Bombers. Payne into the front court. Finds Yates in the lane. Going up for the jumper off the glass and in. Addison Yates with 13 points. 34-20, Mount Zion's lead back up to 14. Less than a minute left in this third quarter. Here's Bates with it up top, throws over on the right side to Stokes. Stokes gives it to Justice in the corner. Justice dribbles to the wing, now goes to the lane. Her layup is partially blocked, but she's also going to draw contact with 46.1 seconds left of the third. Kate Gilbert has picked up her fourth personal foul. That is the fourth team foul against Mount Zion Home here in the second half. Brooke Justice at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has yet to score in this game. Justice's first free throw is up and good. Haven Klinger is going to check back in as Kate Gilbert takes the seat again with four fouls. One more free throw for Brooke Justice. Second shot will not go. She gets one, two, and Yates gets the rebound. And now Yates will be fouled in the backcourt with 43 and a half seconds left. Hannah Foster picks up her second personal foul. That is the second team foul against the Lady Eagles here in the second half. So Emily Payne will inbound the ball. Looks like Tech's going with his own press. Inbound pass goes to Yates. Now she gives it back to Payne. Payne will get it into the front court and throws it to Klinger on the left wing. Finds Yates cutting down into the lane. Now Yates is going to be fouled as she stops. With 32.9 seconds left, Hannah Foster picks up her third personal foul. That is the third team foul against the Lady Eagles here in the second half. Hannah Foster and Kylie Stokes will take a seat as they're replaced. Carly Hollis and Carly DeHart will check in for the Lady Eagles. A 13-point Lady Bomber lead. Inbound pass goes to Yates in the left corner. She finds Klinger just outside the lane. Klinger drills out to the wing, gives it to Yates down in the lane. She's going to call for the offensive foul. Aston Yates picks up her second foul, team foul number five against Mount Zion here in the second half, and their 13th turnover of the night. 25 seconds left in the third quarter as Sierra Floyd will check in for the Lady Eagles, replacing Brooke Justice. 34-21, Mount Zion on top. Bates into the front court, finds Barnes over on the right side. Barnes takes the screen, drills up to the top, now goes to the right elbow. Now over on the right, left side goes to Floyd. Floyd will drill up to the top, over to Bates on the right. Bates is going to drill down into the lane, kicks it out to Hollis. Hollis is going to go down in the lane. She's going to be tied up, or they're going to call a foul. They're going to call a foul. Leah Jackson picks up her first personal foul. That is the 16th foul against Mountain Home, and that was on the shot. So it will be a two-shot opportunity for Carly Hollis with 5.9 seconds left of the third quarter. Hollis's first free throw is up and good. Well, after Tech was held to just 7 points in the first half, they've exploded for 15 here in the third quarter alone. So one more free throw for Hollis. Her second shot is up, and she gets both. Carly Hollis's first 2 points of the night, 5.9 seconds left. Payne takes inbound pass, gives it back to Martin, 3 seconds. Martin throws it to Jackson. Jackson's going to pull up for the three to try to beat the buzzer. No good. And we've reached the end of the third quarter. After 24 minutes of play, our score, Mountain Home leading Greene County Tech 34-23. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.